This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In one of the earlier episodes of Chimes Bookshelf, we spoke about Tale of Peter Rabbit, written by Beatrix Potter, illustrated by Beatrix Potter, and published in 1902. Today, the book I've got for you is the sequel of this particular book, and it's called The Tale of Squirrel Nutkin. The Tale of Squirrel Nutkin is also written by Beatrix Potter, and it was published in 1903. It is about a red squirrel who's quite notorious, and his name is Nutkin. Let's know what happened in the story. Squirrel Nutkin, his brother Twinkleberry, and some of his cousins, they want to collect nuts on the Owl Island. On the Owl Island lives an owl who's the master of the place. Now, just imagine, if you go to a shop and you want to buy something, you would give something to the shopkeeper in return, isn't it? So, the cousins went there for 6 consecutive days, and every day they took one or the other gift for the owl, and the owl let them gather nuts. But on all the days, Nutkin was very naughty. He used to tease the owl, he used to bother the owl, but the owl was very patient and never retaliated to all the Nutkin's silly antics. The owl, whose name was Old Brown, was definitely annoyed with Nutkin, but he was showing his utmost patience. On the last day, which is on the 6th day, everyone got gifts for him, but Nutkin did not. As everyone was giving gifts to him, Nutkin again started teasing the owl, and this time the owl had lost his patience. So he caught Nutkin and thought of giving him a good punishment. As the owl was dragging Nutkin away, Nutkin tried to wriggle himself free, and in a snap, something broke. What broke? Did Nutkin learn his manners? Did Owl let him go? To find it out, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it. And what does the story teach us? The story teaches us, never try somebody's patience. Always be manful towards others. Always respect others. Do not bother others. Do not tease them. And do not make fun of them. Work hard and don't waste your time. I'm sure once you've read this book, you'll understand all these values. In the next episode, I will get you one other book by Beatrix Potter, which is going to be that one. For that, you have to watch this space. And for other reviews and recommendations that we give, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.